Reverend Holmes offered prayers for those in politics and the media who were sent pipe bombs through the mail last week. That includes his pick for governor.
The two young men running for governor, that God will keep Andrew Gillum safe because the bomber did target him, and that God will keep DeSantis safe.
Discussing Amendment 4, which would automatically restore voting rights for those with a felony in their past, Holmes made his choice clear.
I support the position of Mayor Gillum. He's on the right side of history. It is time for compassion. It is time to stand up for the less fortunate ones. Mm-hmm. Mr. DeSantis is wrong on that side. Mm-hmm. He believes that, well, they got to earn it. Earn what? They served their time.
Holmes spoke alongside state and local politicians like Democratic Congressman Al Lawson, former state representative Alan Williams, and Leon County Commissioner Bill Proctor. Lawson, who's running for re-election as an incumbent, also lent his voice to Amendment 4.
Because people have been done wrong, and we want to make them good citizens. And the way that you make them good citizens is make them a part of society.
Reverend Holmes went on to say Florida politics have become what he calls toxic as of late, but he wants something better out of the gubernatorial race.
This race for governor cannot come down to racial tension and hatred. I pray that the candidates will run this election based on ideas and vision.
The midterm elections will be decided November 6th. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.